Welcome to Small Biz Indie. I'm your host, Ryan Henry. Today, our guest is Melissa Taylor, an entrepreneur here in Central Indiana who's built her own successful business. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Yeah. Melissa, I understand we had a brief chance to speak at the Business Marketing Workshop out at Collaborate 317 a few weeks ago, and you had a very interesting story about how you got into business for yourself and created a successful living for yourself.
Well, I shared with you that my dad was actually an entrepreneur. He always had his own business, and I swore I would never do that. And then as I went to school and graduated from college, I realized that that was probably something I was going to want to do as well. And so I did work for other people, but when I got pregnant with my daughter 20 years ago, I decided that I wanted to be able to spend as much time with her as possible. So that's when I started looking at building a business.
So as a way to spend more time with your family.
And to have control over my hours.
Okay. Yeah. So that flexibility was something you saw as an opportunity to build your business around working a schedule you could.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And so when you first ventured into business for yourself, what did you start selling, or what kind of business did you build?
Well, originally, I needed something that I could do when my daughter was napping. So I started working with small businesses and helping them with their setting up their QuickBooks, and so that their information would be ready to give to their accountant. And over the years, my business has changed as I've started to find different avenues that I enjoyed, trying to find my purpose and my passion. My business has changed as well.
Excellent. So what are some of the challenges that you faced in branching out on your own and building a good customer base?
Well, I think the first challenge is just the financing of it. So, I mean, it's always good to have a plan about how you're going to finance, especially the first several months of your business, if not the first year. And then what was your next question? Sorry.
What kind of challenges did you face in building?
Well, I think it's always important, and we talked about this at the workshop, it's always important to know your why you're doing what you're doing, what motivates you in the hard times to continue doing what you're doing. And so for me, I think one of the challenges was just not knowing what my why I was doing this business, why I was doing it on my own. So establishing my why was huge for me being able to overcome that obstacle of feeling like I was going to just give up.
And so how were you able to discover your why? What was really the underlying reason that you wanted this?
Well, I think, you know, we all need to find our why. And to find our why, we need to know what are the things that motivate us to get through hard times. So for me, it's my family. My family is a huge motivation for me. Also, I love to learn and I love to teach. So for me, I started to find my passion when I started to find my why. So as I started to realize that my why, one of my reasons for doing what I do, is because I want to help others. I want to offer them hope in situations where they feel hopeless. And so that's when my business started changing.
And so once you understood your why, it made a drastic turn in how you reach your potential customers,
absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So you had an understanding of what value they had with how you could help them.
Yes.
And so how did you start reaching those customers once you had your why in place?
I just started sharing what I was learning. So for me, a lot of what I do is about researching information about health and wellness and sharing that information. So that is how my business has kind of gone from where it was 20 years ago and the steps to bringing it to where it is now.
And so being able to bring that information to your prospective customers and your customers alike, what avenues did you find the most success with in getting the word out?
Well, I think initially just one-on-one meetings with people and just talking and sharing and building relationship with people. when you have a relationship, it's easy to share what you're learning. And the business I'm in now, it's all about relationships. It's about getting to know people and knowing what's going on in their lives. So if there's something that you can do to help, then you know what their struggle is.
So for me,
one-on-one initially, I also teach classes as well. So to be me and somebody that I, you know, have joined with, and we have people that I'm actually teaching classes to. Also, Facebook is a wonderful place to have classes and teach there as well. So for me, I love to learn, I love to research, and then I love to share what I've learned. So that just has completely fed my purpose.
So it's being able to link your why of the love of your family with the love of your prospects and your customers.
Yeah,
like family.
Right.
Is it fair to say that you bringing education about what you do first has been successful in growing your business long
term? Yes, yes. I mean, I think that the number one thing is to just know people and care about people. And then when you're in relationship with people, then when you see a need, you can help. So that is what my business is about. That's what it's become about. So I think teaching is part of it, but I don't think it's necessarily the main thing. I think that just having relationships, because when you're in relationship with somebody, and by that I mean you care about their family, you care about what's going on in their life, then it's not just about the business. And they know that if they have questions, you're somebody trustworthy they can come to.
So it's long-term building trust with those folks.
Absolutely, yes.
So you mentioned that you use Facebook as a tool to educate your customers and prospective customers. How has your success overall been in using Facebook as a campaign?
Facebook is really good because I can get a lot of information out, and in a way that people who are interested in that can get that information when they have time. So like I post classes on Facebook, and anybody that's in my group can watch that at any time.
So not just a Facebook page or your personal profile, but specifically a Facebook group.
Yes. So we have a Facebook group where it's called the Oily Adventure Academy. And that's where I teach about everything that I'm learning.
Okay.
And that has been great because then people can ask me questions there. And when other people see those questions, they're like, oh yeah, I had that question too. And I can answer it right there in a fashion that even if somebody adds to the group 2 years from now, that class will still be there with those questions answered.
So do you also run in conjunction with a Facebook page, or is a Facebook group adequate for the presence that you maintain?
Well, I think the group is adequate for maintaining what I need it for. What I need it for is education of people, especially who aren't here in town. So I'm in Fishers, and so people on my team that are in West Virginia and Florida. And so for me to be able to teach them, Facebook has been wonderful in that aspect. I do also have a business page on Facebook,
okay,
but the purpose for that is different.
So how is the purpose of your Facebook page different from your group? Where do you define the end result of each?
To advertise on Facebook, you have to have a Facebook business page.
Right.
So if I want to do any advertisements or anything like that, like advertising a class or anything like that, I have to have my Facebook business page. So that's why I have it. I post a lot on there, but I don't post the same in-depth information that I do on the group.
So you use it as a funnel of prospect to your page and then bring them into your group as a way to nurture that relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so are there any other means that you use for bringing in new customers and nurturing them?
Word of mouth is wonderful. People referring people. Also, honestly, people that I meet at the store. You know, I mean, when I see a need, I just share what I know. But also, too, Instagram has been really good. I've just started using Instagram recently.
Okay.
And just building a following there. Not necessarily for my business, per se, but just to get connected to people a new way of having relationships with people. So I actually have a personal Instagram page, and then I have Adventures in Wellness, which is just inspiring quotes, bucket list, things that are inspiring to me and I hope would be inspiring to other people to succeed in their businesses as well. The last portion of this wellness journey for me is getting healthy in the foods that I eat and the way that I eat. And so I actually have started an Instagram page that's all about my weight loss journey. So,
okay. So you use it as a way to really keep a transparency in your life, mm-hmm. so that your prospects and customers understand that you're a real human being too.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so how long have you maintained some of those customers by taking that close and that committed of a relationship to each and every customer you have? Do they stay with you for a long time?
Well, yes. I mean, although my first business started 20 years ago, the business I'm in right now, I started 3.5 years ago. And most of the people that have chosen to work with me are still working with me.
Oh, wow.
So 3.5 years we've been working together.
So there's a real good retention rate there.
What I've found is when people refer other people to me, if I can connect with them and build relationship with them from the very beginning, then they stay. If in those times when life has been crazy and I haven't been able to connect with the people that were referred to, like people that have joined our team, but I don't know, mm-hmm. if I don't make a personal connection with them, those are the only people that have fallen off our team. So,
oh, wow. So you really do keep those folks on board?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. So Melissa, as you've built your most recent business in the last few years, what are some of the things that have changed from building your first business to building a new one? Is there something that's drastically different today, or is it the same strategy that you've always used?
Well, I think the whole reason I started my first business was because I wanted to spend time with my family and I wanted to help people. And I think that has been the consistency through all of the different businesses that I've done. I mean, I've done cake decorating for a while, so I've just been able to find different ways, but the way that this business has morphed into what it is now is, I believe, the last way it's going to morph, because I feel like every step and every change in the business has brought me closer to my purpose.
Okay. Today, what would you define in one word as your purpose?
To help others.
So
I mean, that's not one word, but I mean, just to help others and to offer them hope in situations where they don't feel like there's any hope.
So hope is a great, great word to work with. So you really understand the need that your customers have when you approach them.
Yes.
And so through there, you nurture by educating them into where they want to own your products.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Excellent. And so, Melissa, what is the name of the business that you're working with today? And tell us a little bit about some of the things available.
Well, the business that I have now, well, it's called Three Squabs, Inc. And I do business as, so Three Squabs, my children's last name is Pigeon, and a baby pigeon is a squab. Ah. So my business is called Three Squabs because I have three baby pigeons. We're not so baby anymore. They're 20, 16, and 16, so...
But a funny way for you to remember your family and to always remember why you're doing
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So that's the name of my business. I do business as The Oily Adventure and Adventures in Wellness.
So what does that mean? How are you bringing wellness to these individuals?
So it started for us 3.5 years ago. We were introduced to a company named Young Living.
Okay.
And Young Living is a health and wellness company that started out with essential oils, but has become far more than that. Young Living actually has 700 oils and oil-infused products, including like shampoos and non-toxic cleaners and all of that. So for me, I didn't know about any of that when I first started getting information about Young Living. The whole purpose of us falling into Young Living was because my husband was very unhealthy. He was having a lot of medical issues, and we had come to the end of everything the doctors could do for him. And so we were seeking alternatives, anything, really. I mean, we were feeling very hopeless. And a friend of mine just gave me a couple of essential oils. And I said, what do we have to lose? It opened my eyes to the possibilities of being able to help other people like we've been helped. For me, it has become so much more than just sharing what I'm learning about essential oils. It's sharing what I've learned about gut health. It's sharing what I've learned about the way we eat and what we eat and about genetically modified organisms and about herbicides and pesticides and all of the things that we're putting on our food. And so absolutely. And what are some areas that we can be empowered to change for the better health of our family?
So your interest really is that education rather than just pushing a product.
Oh, absolutely. So I believe the more you know, the better you can do.
So it, once again, it's the bringing to them why they need these things in their life and therefore keeping you at the front of their attention.
My degree was, I graduated from Ball State with a business degree, and it was in sales and marketing. And I never, ever, ever wanted to use that degree. Like, after I graduated, I was like, I am not a salesperson. I do not want to do this. And so I became an office manager because I did not want to sell. That was just not who I was. So for me to be able to say, you know, here are these products, I don't believe I'm selling. I'm just sharing what I've learned. And when I share, then people have the choice to make changes or not.
Well, it's where you've created the desire for the customer to purchase it rather than you approaching them as, please buy my product,
right.
Please buy my product, which is an excellent way to get customers to do business with you long term. So trust, education, your customers want to do business with you and they're going to continue to do business with you. So, Melissa, how would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to learn more about you or your business?
Well, I have a business website, and it's www.theoilyadventure.com. I'm also on Facebook. My personal page is Melissa Richards Taylor, and I'm also on Instagram at the number 3, SQUABSMOM. That's 3 Squabs Mom. And then I also have my phone number. Anybody can call me. That's 317-361-7875.
Excellent. Well, Melissa, thank you for being our guest today. And
thank you so much for asking me.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you for sharing with us everything about building your successful business in Indy.
Thank you.
So, everyone, we'll see you next time with our next episode of Small Biz Indy. I'm your host, Ryan Henry. Goodbye. Find everything for your business in our Small Biz Marketplace. Visit henrymg.com/marketplace and save 10% off your first order with promo code SMALLBIZINDY. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group of Indianapolis, Indiana. Get new episodes automatically on your preferred listening device by subscribing to Small Biz Indy in iTunes, Google, or on our website, henrymg.com/smallbizindy. For information on today's guest or to be a guest on Small Biz Indy, send us an email, info@henrymg.com.